Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This is your Tuesday, September 7th edition. Hope everybody had a great Monday, a Labor Day holiday Monday for many of you out there. So hope you guys had a good one, had some fun with family, friends, and whatever else you chose to do on that wonderful off day on a Monday. We have a 12-game slate for you on Tuesday. Before we get to that, check me out on Twitter at BDIntric. We have canceled the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. If you'd like to join the chat, we created a new one in the Discord world. So if you're interested there, please get me your email address and I will get you up in that chat as well. Or send me a DM on Twitter. I'll take care of you there. But Discord chat is where things are going as we're moving to a new way of doing things. So check us out over there. Also, you can check out my written content at rotoballer.com. Tuesdays and Thursdays is the free DraftKings picks article. So go check out rotoballer.com. And if you want to become a premium member, I'd write premium articles Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Plus, we got football season coming up. Get 10% off the package of your choice using promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. So go check that out for sure. Also, go check out Prize Picks. PrizePicks.com is DFS meets prop bets. They have all sports, even the most obscure sports you can think of, including video games. So go do that. You pick 2 to 5 bets, different wagers, different types of wagers, lots of really fun, cool stuff. And with NFL coming up and college football and it coming in full form, baseball around the corner, finishing up here, the playoffs, NBA around the corner, lots of great stuff at PrizePicks.com. Use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, when you create your account. You're going to get a first-time deposit bonus match up to $100. So go check that out at prizepicks.com. Also, if you go to iTunes and give a rating and review for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. With all that being said, let's get at it. 12-game slate for you. There's a couple games before the normal 7:05 Eastern time that is not on the main slate. They have a happy hour slate on DraftKings with 9 games that internet locked these two and none of the late 2 games. Don't know why they just don't make it all one and start an hour earlier because we get to fade John Gant if they did, but we don't get to now, which is a shame. But we still have 12 games. Some of the totals for you: Jays, Yankees, 8.5. Rays, Red Sox, 9.5. Nationals, Braves, 9. Nothing for Reds, Cubs, and Wrigley. Phillies, Brewers, 8. Mariners, Astros, 8.5. Giants, Rockies, 11.5. Rangers, D-backs, 8.5 for the totals we have for now. Only Coors Field is the big happening spot at this point in time. All right, let's get to the pitching on this monster of a slate. 12-game hammer slate, as we're talking about here. Garrett Cole leads the way at $11,800. Man, the price has come up. Remember last time out, $9,900. Like, you just play Garrett Cole. He's like the fourth priced, highest priced pitcher. Just play freaking Garrett Cole against the Angels. And 7 innings, 1 run, 15 Ks. Absolutely outstanding. 26 or more DK points in 4 straight starts. Took a couple games with no sticky stuff to figure things out, but Garrett Cole looks like the Garrett Cole of all, the best pitcher in probably all of baseball, not named Jacob DeGrom. So Garrett Cole at 11-8 is a great play. It's going to be interesting. It's Toronto. Put up an 8 spot on Monday against Taillon in the bullpen, thanks to 2 home runs from Marcus Semien, including a grand slam. I don't think Cole's in that much trouble, but still, this Toronto offense is obviously legit. And they're striking out 17.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the last month of baseball. So keep that in mind with Cole. I think he's still a great play. He's pricey at 11-8 in a very tough matchup, so it's not as lock and loaded automatic as usual. Still a great spot there with Garrett Cole. Aaron Nola at 10-6 at Milwaukee could bite me in the butt. Zach Wheeler threw phenomenally at Milwaukee. And I mentioned it on yesterday's show that, you know, Colton Wong did come back from the paternity list, which was good, but still no Willie Adames. Kind of a banged up lineup with Milwaukee. Still a good offense, to say the least. Nola's been a mess lately. Like, he gets tons of strikeouts, which is great. Milwaukee, you know, they will strike out from time to time. You're looking at a team that's striking out 22% of the time versus righties over the last month. Still on a team that I'm looking to attack at tons. I'm going to pass on Aaron Nola. I'd rather take the gamble with Logan Webb and Coors Field at $9,500. Yeah, it's Coors Field. Yeah, it's the Rockies. But Logan Webb, my friends, Logan Webb, six straight starts of 20 or more DK points. He has been absolutely amazing. Six or more innings pitched in all six of those starts. Two earned runs or less in all those starts. One earned run or less in five of those six starts. And he has six or more Ks in all those starts, eight or more in four of those six. He's been absolutely outstanding. And it is the Rockies, and they're terrifying at home. There's no sugarcoating that. They are striking out 23% of the time versus righties over the last month, 212 average, 86 WRC+. We'll do the old thing for the Rockies, though. When you talk about the Rockies at home over this stretch, it obviously changes a bit. They're striking out 21% of the time, 229 average, 199 ISO, 89 WRC+. So not as much as you think. Not as much. They're still struggling quite a bit versus right-handed pitching, home or away. So Logan Webb at 95, very steep price tag for a Coors Field pitcher. But I'm there with you. Hey, Roger Blackburn, thanks for joining the chat with us here. Again, if you like to listen to me on iTunes, appreciate it. If you'd like to watch me, I'm also on the RotoBaller YouTube channel, or you can watch me stream it live the night before recordings and join me like Roger is in the chat, and I'll answer your guys' questions, those that care to join me. So Logan Webb in play at 9,500. Risky, but in play. Blake Snell at 92, I think is going to be super popular, and I'm in. I said last time, like, yeah, you guys aren't going to believe me, but I'm taking Blake Snell, and he absolutely feasted seven shutout 10Ks. Against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Snell's done something pitch mix wise, location wise. He's thrown five or more innings in five straight starts, 21 or more points in three of five, 33 or more in or four or five, 33 or more in three of five. He has nine or more Ks in four or five, 10 or more in three of five. He's starting to look a little bit more like that Blakey Snell guy. We like 100 or more pitches in four starts. And against the Anaheim Angels, a team that really doesn't strike fear into many people's heart. They're striking out over 22% of the time versus lefties, hitting 236, 186 ISO, 92 WRC+. Blake Snell's been much, much better at home this season. It really hurts to say this, but he looks like the Blake Snell of the Cy Young era all of a sudden. I don't know what trigger flicked off in his head, but it's working. So Snell at 92 I think is great. I think he's going to be very popular in his home matchup versus the Angels, but I think it's a very, very strong play as well. Some other players for you here. Max Fried, $8,600 at home against the Washington Nationals. I'm a huge Fried fan. The Giants got to him a couple starts ago, but then he rebounded nicely with six innings, two earned seven or nine Ks against the Los Angeles Dodgers in LA for 25 DK points. Outside of that Giants effort, he had six of his last seven. The one not was a Giants start of 20 or more DK points. Max Fried's a beast. I'm a huge Max Fried guy, season long, DFS, you name it. I love him. And against a Washington Nationals team, you can definitely pick on a team striking out nearly 22% of the time versus lefties. Hitting 272 with a 118 WRC+, kind of overachieving versus lefties, to be honest. I like Max Fried in this one at 86, especially in tournaments for his matchup. Wade Miley, $8,200 at the Chicago Cubs. Miley's been absolutely outstanding this year. Quality start machine with 20-plus point upside time and time again. Now you get a Cubs team that you can definitely pick on, striking out 28% of the time versus lefties over the last month. They are hitting 278. They do have a 219 ISO, and they do have a 125 WRC+. So they're hitting lefties well, but they're also striking out a ton versus left-handed pitching. Hey, and you're not paying a premium for Miley. You're paying $8,200. So if he wants to go six or seven, give up three or four, strike out six plus, he's going to pay off for you pretty nicely. So I don't mind that at all with some Wade Miley at $8,200. Some cheaper options. I think Zach Gallen's intriguing at 79. Had a hiccup his last time out against the San Diego Padres. That was the Blake Snell start. That happens. Prior to that, 24.3, 31.4 at Philly, at Colorado. Two outstanding starts. Now you get the Texas Rangers, a team striking out over 21% of the time, but they are hitting 270 with a 107 WRC+. Solak, DJ Peters, even Leody Tavares, and some other guys are starting to hit for Texas. So that's interesting. But when you're getting Zach Gallen at sub 8K at $7,900, quite intriguing for the upside he brings to the table for you in his matchup. So he's definitely on the list tonight. After Zach Gallen, it gets bleak. Like, I'm a Caprillion fan, not going up against the White Sox, just not doing it. I never wrote a Rizzy. Sometimes that backfires, sometimes it does. I think I'm pretty much even on that one, I'd like to say. Mitch White at 68 is very intriguing. He's the long man for the Dodgers. He went 3 1/3 last time. He went like seven the time before, threw 72 pitches last time, threw 90 pitches the time before. If you get the 90-pitch guy at 68, Mitch White's outstanding. Tons of strikeout stuff with Mitch White. You still know what you're going to get. So if you want to take the chance, go for it. Strikeout stuff's there. Cardinals team does not strike out a ton, though. Just got to keep that in mind as well. White's got the strikeout stuff. Cardinals are striking out 22% of the time versus righties over the last month, so it's gotten better. They are striking out more. So White at 68 could be a play. I'm not going there right now. Could be a play. Maybe we'll get some room or some word out there that, hey, they're going to let him go four or five or whatever. Might be interesting. But if you can get that 90-plus pitch guy, definitely in play. So we'll see with White at 6,800. Other than that, though, Jackson Kowar at $5,300. When he made his first trip to the bigs, it wasn't pretty. We were playing him at cheap. We were playing him. It did not work out well. got recalled. This is the Daniel Lynch treatment, folks. The Royals are doing it. They did it with Lynch. We use Lynch a lot now. Now you got Jackson Coar, who threw six innings, two earned, six Ks against Cleveland for 16.7 points. He's $5,300. This is outstanding. Going against the Baltimore Orioles, a team that we know can thump the ball, but they also strike out 25.6% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the last month. Hitting 257, 200 ISO. Told you they could thump the ball, and a 112 WRC plus, but he's 5,300. Just don't get shelled. Give me five plus innings. Give me the strikeouts. We're in play. That's all you're hoping for with the punt guy. You're not looking for the world, but that's how we've been doing punts lately. And more often than not, it's been working out lately. Not saying it's going to work out every time because they are punts for a reason, but what it does to open up the bats for your offense is tremendous. So recapping the pitching we got on this slate, love Garrett Cole at 11.8. Steep price tag, tough matchup, hopefully lowers his ownership. Great play. Logan Webb at 95 in Coors, hoping no one wants to play him because he's in Coors. I'll take the bait. Give me Logan Webb, who's been nothing but an ace in baseball over the last month plus. One of the top, I'm not even kidding, if you look at a lot of the metrics, one of the top like five pitchers in baseball over the last month or so. Blake Snell at 92 is a phenomenal play. Should be very popular. Good cash game play, Blake Snell. Love Max Fried at 86. Be targeting him. Wade Miley at 82 is strongly in play as well. Zach Gallen at 79 in tournaments is a very good look for you in his matchup. And then going down to Jackson Coar at 53 if you're looking for a punt on this slate. All right, let's talk some bats here. We got catcher's position for you. Sal Perez, $5,800. Wells is going to start. He actually got a save a couple of days ago. Now he's going to be the starter, and they're going to bring a Longman in after him. So it's Wells in the Baltimore bullpen. That's how it was supposed to be on Monday. Lowther went a little longer. It's impressive stuff. But Perez at 58 still in play for you as well. Yasmani Grandal at 51 if you're stacking Chicago, go for a Kaprielian. Big Kaprielian fan. He's scuffling right now. It looks like the league might have figured him out a bit. It's his turn to figure a bat type situation. So give me some Grandal at 51 if you're stacking up the White Sox. Really good spot for him. Cheaper options. Mike's a lefty route through right against Tampa last time out. Tampa got the Chris Sale. We'll see if they can get to Zanino or to Eron. Zanino at 45 loves him, a lefty. So keep him on your radar. Buster Posey went deep on Monday. He gets Chichi Gonzalez and Coors at 44. It's way too cheap. Way too cheap for Buster. Will Smith versus J.A. Happ is outstanding at 42. Will Smith's been hitting home runs all over the place. Now you get Mr. J.A. Happ in this matchup. Yeah, like that one quite a bit. So big, big look there for Will Smith versus J.A. Happ at 4,200. Going down below the 4K range now. You got guys like Pedro Severino. If you are fading Coar, it's not a bad play at 36. I would prefer Pedro versus lefties, but still not a bad play for you in that scenario. Low 3Ks into the 2K range now. I love Kirk, but I'm not going Kirk versus Cole. Just going to bite the bullet on that one. But guys like Tucker Barnhart, if he gets a start for Cincinnati at 28, very good look there versus Samson. Samson's not very good. So you got that going for you. And then if you're punting it, there will be guys down here. You just got to kind of check the lineups and see what comes up, because there definitely 100% will be some guys you can take some chances on down below. First base position on this wonderful, wonderful 12-game slate for you. Shohei is always intriguing, but it is Blake Snell, so pick your poison. But Freddie Freeman versus Espino. Espino's massive pitch-to-contact guy. So Atlanta, very good look on tonight's slate. Good pivot off of Coors Field on tonight's slate. So Freeman at 57's in play. Don't mind Schwarber anytime right now. If you are fading Cole, Vladito hit number 40 on Monday. He's 5,200. But I'm just not in the mood to fade Cole on a big slate. I don't know if I have to get that cute. Let's put it that way. I don't think you need to get that cute. Some other options, though, like Matt Olson versus Lambert and the White Sox bullpen at 52. That's intriguing. That's very, very intriguing in that matchup. Joey Votto had the day off on Monday. He'll be back at 4,900 versus Sampson. That's a good look. Nelly Cruz at 49. He's only first base eligible, so keep that in mind in his matchup. Cheaper plays. Brandon Belt's only 45 in Coors. That's outstanding for Chichi Gonzalez. Like, way too cheap against Chichi Gonzalez. Jose Abreu's swinging it well. He's 47, but I'd rather have Belt at 45. That's pretty easy move there for me. Ryan Mountcastle, if you are fading Coors, 44. So that's an intriguing pivot if you want to go off of Belt there. If you're going with the Texas bats, which we've been rolling with a ton, Nathaniel Lowe is $3,800 for Zach Gallen. That's a great price tag if you're going there. Luke Voigt at 38 versus lefty Matt is very strong as well. Frank Schwindel at 35. We can go that direction if you so choose. If you're not using Miley, that's Schwindel just keeps getting the job done time and time again. So you can keep looking his direction if you want. 3K and below. If Gavin Sheets gets the start for the White Sox, he's first base outfield. He's only 32. Nice little value piece that might go a little over the under the radar with the White Sox and in his matchup. You got Christian Walker versus Spencer Howard at 28 if you're looking for a punt option at first base. Andrew Vaughn's at 25 if you want. We prefer him versus a lefty, but he's still great value versus a righty in that matchup as well. second base position on this slate. You got Altuve at 53 versus Logan Gilbert. Logan Gilbert's really been scuffling. Really been scuffling. It's hard to deny that one. But Altuve at 53. Love Merrifield at 52. I'll keep riding that train. But talk about the pitch to contact in Mr. Espino. You got Ozzie Albies at 51. That's a great price tag in that matchup. He's returned from the knee injury, hit a couple bombs in Coors Field. Should be ready to keep rolling through the rest of the way. Marcus Semien, I mentioned he had the double dong for you on Monday. He's 48 versus Garrett Cole in his matchup. Cheaper plays here. Abraham Toro at 44 versus Odorizzi is intriguing. He had a big couple, I think it was 2-run double on Monday night. So he just keeps getting it done time and time again. He's not a bad price tag at 44. Cheaper options for you. Josh Rojas at 39 if you're stacking Arizona is a very good play for Spencer Howard if you're stacking Arizona. Be very clear if you're stacking Arizona. Jed Lowry's been swinging it really well. He's 36 versus Lambert. That could be a nice value in the Oakland situation. There it is. It is Oco Coliseum, but it's pretty warm out here in California right now. So that should help. Tommy La Stella might be leading it off or hit towards the top of the Giants order. First, Chichi Gonzalez. He's only 33 hundo. That is outstanding value. Just remember, as always, the Giants could easily start subbing guys in and out. That's what they do best. But on paper, starting the game in the starting lineup, Tommy La Stella at 33 should be an outstanding value in that one. Garrett Hampson, if you're not using Webb, went deep on Monday. He's 3K. He should be in that lineup. But Nick Solak's only 29. That's a phenomenal value versus Zach Gallen. Like, I like Zach Gallen as an option. Nick Solak keeps crushing it. Thayer Estrada had 2 home runs on Monday. Probably he starts more versus lefties than righties. But if he's in the Giants lineup, he's $2,800 in Coors Field. So pretty good stuff there. Hanser Alberto went deep on Monday. He loves hitting lefties. He gets to face Wells at 26 hundo for KC if you're looking for another value. You got that going for you. Jorge Mateo is only 2,400 versus Jackson Kowar for some value. He was hitting fifth on Monday, so that's a pretty good value spot as well. So second base has some value with guys like I said, Mateo. You got Alberto. You got Thayer Estrada. You got Garrett Hampson. Tommy La Stella. So some decent value at the second base position if you don't want to pay up. There's still elite guys like Ozzie Albies and company, but some good pay down spots as well. Third base for you. Devers not too shabby, but I'd rather go to Machado for 700 cheaper versus Packy McNaughton. I call McNaughton Packy Naughton, but it just sounds like he's an Irish boxer. So Machado at 55 like that. But again, Atlanta, Riley, $5,400. Atlanta's more expensive than the Giants, and the Giants have Chichi Rodriguez in Coors Field. That's pretty impressive stuff there. But Austin Riley at 54 versus Espino is pretty nice. Kyle Seager, I love him. He's up to 5,200. Do you guys remember, you longtime listeners of the show? We've been paying Kyle Seager all year. He's like low threes to mid threes, low fours. Now he's $5,200 for Jake Odorizzi. And he's still a good play because he's been crushing it. He's absolutely crushing it. Like, he's not the one-off value we used to love, but I get it. I really get it with him. I'd rather have Austin Riley at 54, but Seager's earned it. He's dang well earned it. So I like that quite a bit. Some cheaper options though. Matt Chapman's been crushing it. He's 47 versus Lambert. Really good play for Oakland if you're stacking up some Oakland bats. Mondesi at 44 didn't start. Pinch ran, got 2 stolen bases. The dude's a freak right now. So if he's in the lineup at $4,400, he's a stat-filling machine. Cash game and GPPs for Mondesi. So keep him in mind. You got Longo at 43 in Coors. Great play. Had a nice little Monday there. Bregman's down to 43. I'll play Longo at the same price point or even play Mondesi at 44. But Bregman's good if you are stacking Houston against Gilbert. I get that one. Yoan Moncada's 41 in your Chicago White Sox stacks. Only in your Chicago White Sox stacks. Cheaper options for you when you get to this position. I'm more of a pay-up spot at third base for the most part because some of these guys down here don't really get me excited unless you're going for really strange stacks like Carter Kieboom versus Freed maybe at 28. Hanser Alberto at 26 could be that value. I like him at second base a little more, but if you need a third base value, it would probably be Alberto, which is not the best of values at third base with those power bats up top that can really break a GPP slate for you. Shortstop position, Wander Franco worth every price every night right now. I don't care who he's facing. He's $5,300, phenomenal play. More cash game than tournaments, I'll say that much, because he hasn't really shown consistent GPP slate-breaking type upside, but the cash game upside has just been tremendous with Wander Franco. So keep pounding that one out there. Don't mind Story and Coors if you're fading Webb, that's fine. But Dansby Swanson's only 5K against Espino, which is great. You got Corey Seager versus Jay Happ at 47, lefty-lefty, don't care. He can hit them just fine, and it'll lower his ownership. Same with B-Croft, Brandon Crawford at 46 in Coors, outstanding price tag. Jake Cronenworth at 45 versus lefty, sure. I still have Crawford and Seager over Cron, but like them both. And I'd have Mondesi at 44 over Cronenworth as well. So it's a rough spot for my boy Rake. Rake's in a great spot. He's hitting really well. There's just some guys priced right around him I'd much, much rather have on this slate. Brandon Rogers is 43 for fading Webb, sure. But Josh Harrison, second base shortstop eligible, only 4K, leading off for the A's. He's been a cash cow. He's been putting up double digits like 8 of the last 10 games or so, consistent as they come. Josh Harrison at 4K, like him a lot versus Lambert. This A stack is going to be quite intriguing because most won't go there with the other options on this slate, especially in this in Oakland Coliseum with some of the back. Is that options pricing the whole shot? Cha-cha. Oakland could be one of those lower owned, potentially good spots versus Lambert and companies. We'll talk about that here in a bit. Going below 4K now, you know, you got guys like Nicky Lopez at 37. If you're stacking Kansas City, sure, I'd rather have Mondesi in Kansas City's lineup. But I get it if you want to, you know, use the Nicky Lopez action there. Kyle Farmer in your Cincinnati stacks at 34 is okay. Gleyber Torres at 33, still sucking it. But $3,300 for a guy hitting sixth or seventh for the Yankees in a great matchup for Steven Matz does still bring value. Because if he pops off, it's huge. Nick Ahmed at 29 is a great value, especially if he's hitting towards the top of the Arizona lineup. We prefer him versus lefties. Still not the worst spot versus Spencer Howard. Edmundo Sosa at 28 versus Knebel and the bullpen for the Dodgers is a good value as well. I mentioned Thiago Estrada at 28 as an option. So you got a few guys. Then Jorge Mateo is 24. And Arauz from Boston, his second base shortstop, he's 22. I think he went deep again or had an RBI double or something on Monday. Went deep over the weekend for sure. So you got a couple options down below it short if you want. But, man, that like 44 and higher range, loaded with shortstops. Just loaded with shortstops. Let's head to the outfield on this big, big 12-game slate. You got Otani, sure, but Tatis versus Naughton at 61 is outstanding. Don't mind Harper at all. He went deep against Woodruff. Mentioned that on the show yesterday. But Tatis at 61 is pretty solid. Don't mind Judge at 58. Still prefer Tatis at 61. But you got Jordan Alvarez. He's day-to-day. So keep an eye on that. He's 5,700. Would be a phenomenal play versus Gilbert. Don't mind Soto at 54. He hits lefties fine. Stanton at 53 is a great play versus Steven Matz. Starling Marte only 53 versus Lambert. Might get overlooked in this price range or some of the other options they have here. That could be sneaky nice as well. Ketel Marte at 51 will probably get overlooked as well. Really good spot there for Spencer Howard. Like that look in that matchup. Mookie Betts versus J.A. Happ at 5K is really solid. There's some good plays here because like Marte and the Marte Parte, both of them, will probably get overlooked in this range, especially with Betts at 5K and some of the guys above him. So that could be pretty nice if you're building up that. Sed Mullins continues to rake. He's only 48 versus Cowher. That is a really, really good price tag. Kyle Tucker is up to 45. That is a really good look there versus Gilbert. Tucker has been really heating up right now. So enjoy that one. Don't mind Rosarena at 44. Eloy at 44 is a good spot versus Caprillion. That White Sox A's game could be a really fun game stack. And the total is not out yet, so we don't have that one. That total should be at least 9. Probably won't be because it's Oakland, but I'd have that at least 9, 9.5, just personally on that one. Below Eloy, we keep going down the list here. You got Lubob at 42 is way too cheap for what he's doing, especially leading off for the White Sox. That's a great, great value on this slate for his current production level. Christian Yelich down to 41 if you want to fade Nola. That's not the worst thing. He's starting to pick it up a little bit. It's a bit of a discount. He's usually high fours, low fives. So you get a nice little discount there with Yelich if you want to go that route. I'm not 100% in on that, but I get it. Michael Brantley at 41 is in play for you. Teoscar Hernandez at 4K versus Cole in a tournament. Sure. Don't hate it at all. Chris Taylor went deep on Monday, 39 versus J.A. Happ. That can be an option for you, too. A few others below the 4K range now. You got Jorge Soler at 38 versus pitch to contact Espino. Got that going for you. Kutch is heating up. He went deep on Monday's 38 versus Lauer. He's in play. But Lamont Wade Jr. against Chichi Gonzalez and Coors at 38. Very nice. Just remember, the Giants could sit people. Just remember that. Or they could rotate guys in like pinch hit and defensive switches. They're good at that. But if they're in the starting lineup in Coors Field versus Chichi at these cheap prices, you kind of got to take the gamble. Just going to throw it out there. Santander is only 37 versus Jackson Coar. Not too shabby in his one. Mark Connors heating up. He's 36 versus Lambert. Really good look there. Cheaper plays below 3K. If Darren Ruff's in the lineup, he usually starts versus lefties. If he's in the lineup, he's 34. He went deep on Monday. Had a really good game on Monday, so keep him in mind. Will Myers versus the lefty at 34 could be a nice lower-owned play in his matchup. Couple others for you as we scroll down the low 3Ks into the 2K range. Gavin Sheets is 32, like we talked about earlier. David Peralta is only 31 versus Spencer Howard. Joe Adell, if you are fading Blake Snell, is not bad. It's neither is Lourdes Gurriel, both 3,100 as they're swinging really, really bats. Just tough matchups to say the least. Tyler Naquin's only 29 versus Sampson. That is way too cheap. Way too cheap for the guy like hitting second in the Reds lineup in a phenomenal matchup. So Naquin at 29 is way, way too cheap in that matchup. Edward Olivares was hitting cleanup versus a lefty on Monday. He's $2,900, assuming he does the same on Tuesday. Lane Thomas, if you're looking to fade Freed's 28. Jared Kelenic's kind of starting to heat up. He's $2,800 versus Odorizzi. Could be a nice tournament play there with Kelenic as he's disappointed a lot of people. Steven Duggar, back with the Giants. Big hit on Sunday to help them get the dub against the Dodgers. He's 26 in Coors Field versus Chichi Gonzalez. That is phenomenal value on this slate. Michael A. Taylor, 25 versus the lefty Wells, is worth a look for you. You mentioned Andrew Vaughn at 25 earlier. Other than that, you're going to check lineups. There will be a few more that pop up, like Brandon Marsh. It's versus a lefty, though. DJ Peters, my boy from Texas, is 2,200. I would definitely take a chance at him. Tyler Motter led off on Monday at 2K. He's 2,100 bucks. He had a monster game on Monday. Not going to expect that every time from him, but something to definitely think about as well. And the other guy I was looking for, I'm just going to just type in his name to make it a lot easier now. Leody Tavares, $2,000 for the Texas Rangers. He's been swinging it very, very well also. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate. Garrett Cole at 11-8, phenomenal, phenomenal tournament play. Great play. It's Toronto, which makes it a tournament play because Toronto and the price tag. So there's risk and a high price tag, but Cole's been a beast. I hope it lowers his ownership. Logan Webb and Coors at 95, I love. Hopefully it's low owned as well for Coors Field. Blake Snell at 92 is a great play. Going to be very chalky, but great play. Don't mind Max Fried at 86, Wade Miley at 82, Zach Gallen at 79. If I have to rank those, it's Fried, Miley, and Gallen in that order. And then if you're punting it, go down to Jackson Coar at 53. So some really good looks here. You got Snell, Webb, and Cole up top. You got Fried, Miley, and Gallen in the middle. You got Coar down below. If you're stacking things up, Kansas City's worth a look. Don't sleep on Mondesi, who's just been an absolute monster in his situations. Washington and Atlanta, big, big play in that one. Pitch to contact Espino. Albies is swinging it hot. You got Riley, you got Freeman, you got Swanson, some value with Soler and Duvall, stuff like that. But like some Atlanta, really good look in that matchup for them. Cincinnati versus Sampson's not too shabby. Votto, Casty, Naquin's way too cheap, and some other options for you there. If you go through somewhere, you could go to the Dodgers with J.A. Happ for sure. They're pricey, but like Betts and Taylor and Seager's a good lefty option. So is Muncy. They have options in that lineup, so see what they spit out for you there. Love the Giants and Coors, and they are way too cheap. Don't forget Duggar at 26, but like Belt's too cheap. Crawford, Posey, Lamont Wade's too cheap. There's just great value with the Gigantes. Texas, Arizona, I could see both sides being sneaky in that game, so I don't mind either one. White Sox, Oakland, like a game stack. Really do. Lou Bob's too cheap. Eloy's kind of too cheap. You got other good options there with the White Sox. Then Oakland, Chapman, Olson, they're expensive, and so is Marte. All worth it. Good value with Harrison. Good value with Jed Lowry. You can mix and match some A's in that matchup as well. So some good looks for you in those ones. And then you got San Diego versus Mr. Naughton. Machado, Tatis, both phenomenal plays. I think Will Myers is a really good value. Cronenworth can get overlooked. Grisham hits lefties just fine. See what else they spit out in that lineup. You got some really good success as well. But lots and lots of fun ways to go on the slate. And if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDEntric and join us in the Fantasy Degens Discord channel. We canceled the Slack chat. That is done. We're moving to Discord. So if you want to get in the Discord, if you're in the Slack chat, you want to get in the Discord, contact me. And I'll get you in there. We'll take care of you. And we're moving on to bigger and better things over there, kind of cleaning up some of the trash. So heading over to the Discord, join us there. Also, if you give a rating review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. If you want to see all my written content, go to rotoballer.com. Tuesday is the free DraftKings article, but I have premium pieces Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We also have football season around the corner. So come be a premium member at rotoballer.com. Right now, the season-long football package is 50% off. If you use promo code Bubba for any package, you get an extra 10% off. So come check it out at rotoballer.com. Also, go check out Prize Picks. Fun way to play prop bets and DFS. You pick 2 to 5 picks across all sports or the same sport, whichever you prefer. Lots and lots of fun there. And when you create your account, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, and you'll get a first-time deposit match up to $100. So go check that out at prizepicks.com. But that'll do it, folks. 12 games on a Tuesday. It's going to be a blast. Lots and lots of fun. Good luck, everybody. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 7th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.